This is Paul Foster for WNCW with this week's More to the Story. This week we go to upstate South Carolina, and my guest is Kirk Brown of the USA Today Network in South Carolina, writing for the Greenville News and the Anderson Independent Mail. Kirk, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We want to talk with you about the 4th District Congressional race, the candidates, their top priorities, the differences, and everything you've learned so far in numerous articles you've been writing. First of all, let's remind everybody that this particular seat is held by someone that's very well known for all he's been doing in Washington for some time, and that is Trey Gowdy, the Republican who has decided to exit.
That's right. U.S. Representative Trey Gowdy is giving up this seat after 4 terms. He's probably perhaps best known for leading the investigation into the attack on the U.S. government facilities in Benghazi, Libya in 2012. He announced in late January that he would not be seeking a 5th term, and that has led to a lot of interest in this seat, this open seat. There are 19 candidates, 13 Republicans, 5 Democrats, and 1 third-party candidate who are running in the 4th Congressional District seat in South Carolina. And that district includes most of Greenville County and all of Spartanburg County.
I knew it was a long list of candidates. I did not have any idea it was quite that many. So how does this work from here? When is the next time that voters will go to the polls and we get this list narrowed down?
The Republican and Democratic primaries are going to be held on June 12th. And the way elections work in South Carolina, if you don't get 50% in the primary, then the top 2 finishers take part in a runoff 2 weeks later on June 26th. It seems inevitable that there'll be a Republican runoff and possibly a Democratic runoff as well. If no one gets 50% in the primary, the top 2 Republicans and the top 2 Democrats will be back before voters 2 weeks later in a runoff. They will meet along with the third-party candidate in the November general election. The field of candidates right now, some of the notables, there's a current state senator, William Timmons. There's a current state House member, Dan Hamilton. There's a former state senator, Lee Bright, who, according to the polls I've seen, seems to be the front runner right now. There's 2 former county Republican chairmen, Stephen Brown of Greenville County and Josh Kimbrell of Spartanburg County. James Epley, a former campaign official for President Trump, and Pastor Mark Burns, who gained national attention for speaking at Trump campaign rallies and the 2016 Republican National Convention. They are also running.
Let's go back to one of those candidates you brought up, the Republican, certainly a familiar name to many there in South Carolina because Lee Bright formerly had a state Senate seat. What about some comments that were made? Did it have to do with the LGBTQ community?
Yeah, the recent campaign forum in Greenville, Mr. Bright was known for sponsoring in South Carolina a bill similar to what was passed in North Carolina, a so-called bathroom bill. When he was in the Senate, he proposed a bill that would have prevented transgender individuals from, would have required them to use public bathrooms that corresponded with their birth gender. That was never passed in South Carolina, and as your listeners probably know, the North Carolina bill was later repealed. At a campaign forum a few weeks ago, this subject came up again, and he said that he had some comments about transgender individuals, saying that those people that don't know what gender they are, he said that they have a mental health issue. And that got quite a bit of attention out here, that comment.
This is WNCW's More to the Story. We're speaking right now with Kirk Brown, who works for the Greenville News and the Anderson Independent Mail about the 4th District Congressional race. Kirk, another one of your stories that really stood out to me was that you were writing that several of these candidates that are running actually have an arrest record.
3 of the candidates have arrest records, and we also found that 3 of the candidates have multiple civil judgments against them. As far as arrest records, Josh Kimbrell was charged with criminal sexual conduct with a minor in 2014. That charge was dropped 4 months later due to insufficient evidence. He blamed his arrest on a custody dispute with his ex-wife that resulted in him eventually being granted full custody of his son. Democrats Brandon Brown was charged with DUI in 2014 in Georgia. He later pleaded guilty to lesser charges of reckless driving and failure to maintain a lane. And Pastor Burns was found guilty on at least two occasions of driving with a suspended license in Greenville County, and three others have multiple civil judgments against them. Those include former Senator Bright, Mr. Epley, the former Trump campaign official, and a Greenville County businessman named Dan Albert. They all said that their financial problems stem from the recession in 2008.
What would you say are maybe a couple of other interesting notes about some of these candidates?
Like I said earlier, Lee Bright appears to be leading the polls. I think he has a solid constituency of conservative backers in the Spartanburg County area. At this point, the candidates with the most campaign cash include Senator Timmons, Josh Kimbrell, State Representative Dan Hamilton, Lee Bright, Pastor Burns, and Democrat Eric Graben, who's a former chairman of the Greenville County Democratic Party. You know, at this point, with 19 candidates, the candidates are doing everything they can just to build some name recognition and to try to differentiate themselves from the field. A couple of the candidates have ads up right now. That would be Timmons and Kimbrell, kind of introducing themselves to voters, TV ads.
In closing, Kirk, what about the future of Trey Gowdy? What have you been hearing?
What we've heard is that he plans to come back to the upstate and resume his legal career. He certainly has had some opportunities, it sounds like, to join the federal bench if he wanted to, and he's apparently not interested in that, so he just wants to come back to South Carolina. He's a former prosecutor, both state and federal, and all indications are that he just wants to come back and resume his legal career. I don't think he was ever really enamored with the environment in Washington, and it's certainly a politically acrimonious time to be in Washington right now. I did want to mention, if I could, that the Greenville News and the Greenville Chamber of Commerce will be hosting a forum for all of the candidates in the District 4 race, and that'll be on May 30th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Hughes Main Library in downtown Greenville. So folks down here want to know more about these candidates, they can come to that event and get to listen to them in person.
Yes, thank you for mentioning the forum that will be coming up. It might take a while, as many candidates that are running for the seat, but it'll certainly be an interesting event. Kirk Brown, our guest of the USA Today Network in South Carolina, the Greenville News, and the Anderson Independent Mail, we appreciate your time.
Well, thank you. It was good talking with you.
I'm Paul Foster. For more to the story on WNCW, also available as a podcast at WNCW.org.